Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. I don't know, Tito, that I've ever seen a player bark at another manager like Miguel Cabrera did last night. And it just seemed like the histrionics in the first inning from Cabrera on a pitch that wasn't really close really dictated the game, and then he's going at you.
Yeah, you know what? I've been around Miggy long enough to know that, you know, he likes to do those types of things. I think he was surprised maybe when I said something back to him. It wasn't all that big a deal. You know, what I care about is getting him out. And, you know, I told him just to go hit. Well, he went and hit. He hit a ball, you know, home run, which worries me. But I also don't think I'm just going to run down the stairs and go hide. I don't think I can do that. We have a different uniform than they do, and these are our guys, and I need to make sure I always stick up for our guys, and I'll do that.
Terry, one of the keys last year to keeping Detroit under control, especially when you won the first 11 games of the season series, the ability to pitch in and keep them honest so they can't take the ball the other way. They're so good at hitting the ball the other way. It seemed like Cabrera dictated the ball game and how it would be played last night.
Well, there's something to be said for that, because some of their guys are so good, and Miggy leads the way, and you can tell just by even Castellanos, you can tell that Miggy's rubbing off, and you know, because they hit the ball so well the other way, and then when they get a hanger, they pull it, and they, you know, but they, when they're going good, their whole lineup does that. You know, right now, not everybody's clicking like a lot of teams, but Miggy has that rare ability where, man, he can be as dangerous that way to right as he is to left.
Tito, are you concerned about, one, will Corey Kluber or anybody else feel like they're handcuffed now, and if they pitch even a little inside, there's going to be an issue? And can you beat this club not pitching inside?
Well, again, when Klubs is going good, he does what he does, not necessarily pitch in as much as maybe other guys. I don't think that was that much of an incident where there needs to be any red flags or anything like that. I certainly hope not, because we do have to take some of that plate away. Or, like you said, they're too big and strong, and they're going to hurt us.
Well, and you go against a guy that, I don't know, age doesn't seem to be a factor. Justin Verlander had an off year a couple of years ago. He had some injuries, maybe for the first time ever. But, my goodness, this guy looks as good as he did when he was winning Cy Young's, doesn't he?
You know, but even when he wasn't completely healthy, he still was pitching. You know, you'd watch him, and even his arm swing didn't quite look the same. And now you watch him, and it's back to where it was before. And I'm sure pitching is a heck of a lot more fun when it's not hurting. And I don't know what he was going through, but he still took the ball, and he still competed. And now that he's got that extra gear again, he's back to being one of the best in the game.
Tito, do you take anything from what happened in the ninth inning? I know baseball's not necessarily a momentum sport from day to day, but can you take something from that ninth inning into today?
Well, you know what, Hammy? I think it's our job to take something every day, whether, you know, whatever happens. And so, yeah, you try to. I mean, those are really hard games to win. But I always believe if you do that enough, you're going to sneak out a win every, you know, maybe once a year in a game like that. But you know what? That one game might be pretty big. So you keep playing. And that's the one quality about our guys that I've always admired here. Even when things aren't going well, they'll keep playing. And like I said, it helps when things aren't going perfect, because you don't have guys feeling sorry for yourself. You keep playing, and that's the best way to get it going in the right direction.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.